Let's turn now to Tampa and the Republican convention. This evening, delegates will hear from Governor Susana Martinez of New Mexico. She's the nation's first Hispanic female governor. The GOP feels Martinez showcases the party's diversity. They also hope that she will help attract Hispanic voters. But there is another reason Martinez is a jewel for Republicans. She was once a Democrat. Here's NPR's Ted Robbins.
It's a typical immigrant story in the Southwest. Susana Martinez's grandparents came to the U.S. from Mexico. Their citizen children voted Democratic, as most Hispanics do in New Mexico. So did their granddaughter, Susana, until as an assistant district attorney, Republican friends had a talk with her about issues.
We talked about welfare as being a hand up and not a way of life. We talked about the freedoms, the Second Amendment. And I remember walking out of there and getting in the car with my husband, Chuck, and saying, well, I'm a Republican.
Martinez ran for district attorney in New Mexico's Doña Ana County, just north of the Mexican border. Then she leaped to statewide office in 2010, defeating the current lieutenant governor by linking her to the unpopular Democratic governor, Bill Richardson.
This election, it's a clear choice. 4 more years of the same or bold change. If you're ready for something new, join me. It's our state. Together, we'll take it back.
When a Republican wins the governorship of New Mexico, it's generally in reaction to bad things that happened under a Democrat, not joy or support for a Republican platform necessarily.
That's longtime New Mexico political observer Joe Monahan. His analysis is simple math. Democrats outnumber Republicans in New Mexico. The legislature is controlled by Democrats. Martinez has been unable to push through many of her priorities. She has tried 3 times to repeal a law allowing illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses. On the other hand, she says she has no interest in a bill similar to neighboring Arizona's anti-illegal immigrant SB 1070.
Because I never want an individual who's in New Mexico, who has been a victim of a violent crime, not to be able to dial 911 and call the police and get the same treatment that any American citizen would receive as a victim of crime.
Martinez also says she supports some parts of Obamacare, like the Medicaid expansion. New Mexico has a lot of poverty. Almost half of all New Mexicans are of Hispanic descent. Martinez got a lower percentage of the Hispanic vote for governor than George W. Bush did for president in 2004. But since getting elected, her overall approval rating has been high. Joe Monahan says it's because of who she is rather than what she's done.
She remains a symbolic, you know, a symbol of, for the party, not someone you're going to see on Meet the Press or Face the Nation debating future American foreign policy or that kind of thing.
For a Republican Party struggling to connect with Hispanic voters, Governor Susana Martinez may be the perfect symbol. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tampa.